We invite you to tune in to the Stream Globe online radio. This is a 24-hour radio service providing you with the best of gospel music, sound Christian teachings, and your favorite Stream Globe devotionals. Share the link with a friend. You will find the link around the end of every devotional text. Hi everyone. This is just a quick heads up to stay safe on WhatsApp. Unfortunately, there are some people out there who may try to trick you into sharing sensitive information. Please remember that no one from Stream Globe would ever ask you for codes or numbers. Also, if you're on any of our Stream Globe WhatsApp groups, if you receive any unsolicited messages from a member of your WhatsApp group, don't panic. Don't leave the group. Simply block and report such a person to WhatsApp using the report option. They won't be able to send you messages again, and WhatsApp will take appropriate action to prevent this from happening to others. Such people will most likely be eventually banned by WhatsApp. So please be careful as you use WhatsApp, and remember to forward Stream Globe Devotional to your friends and contacts on WhatsApp.
Hello, and welcome to Stream Globe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Today's Stream Globe Devotional is titled City of Refuge Part 2. Today's meditation was written by Dr. Emmanuel James. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Joshua chapter 20, verse 2 to 3. Speak to the children of Israel, saying, appoint out for you cities of refuge, whereof I spake unto you by the hand of Moses, that the slayer that killeth any person unawares and unwittingly may flee thither. And they shall be your refuge from the avenger of blood. I have just read from the King James Version. Even after believing in Christ, Justin lived with guilt for a very long time because he thought his sins were too big to be totally forgiven. He confessed and asked for the forgiveness of those sins several times because he felt he had not been forgiven yet. Thank God he met Brother Luca, who helped him. To completely forget the past may be difficult. However, living without the guilt of the past is possible through Christ Jesus. Guilt is spiritual, and you cannot brainwash yourself out of guilt. You cannot fellowship with God and walk in His grace and power with a guilty conscience. The blood of Jesus is powerful enough to wash any guilty conscience. How does this happen? Remember, Jesus Christ died for your sins. He took upon Himself the legal punishment for your sins. He that knew no sin became sin offering for us so that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. Your sins have been paid for in full through Christ. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 20 says, let us go right into the presence of God with sincere hearts, fully trusting Him. For our guilty consciences have been sprinkled with Christ's blood to make us clean, and our bodies have been washed with pure water. Do not say my sins are too big or too numerous to be forgiven. God forgives all sins. All you have to do is come to God in the name of Jesus, out of a sincere heart. Confess your sins and forsake them, and you will be forgiven. See 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. Go into today remembering that Christ Jesus is our city of refuge. When we run into Him, we will be saved from Satan, the avenger of blood, and from judgment. Our yearly Bible reading for today shall be taken from the book of Haggai. Now, this Bible reading plan is continuous. So if you begin with us today, for example, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible just by listening to this devotional every day as we publish it. Remember, it is expedient. It is necessary and important for you as a believer in Christ to know the entire scriptures and know them very well. The audio for today's Bible reading plan comes up next. Book of Haggai.
The Book of Haggai. In the second year of King Darius, on the first day of the sixth month, the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, son of Josadak, the high priest.
This is what the Lord Almighty says.
These people say the time has not yet come to rebuild the Lord's house.
Then the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai.
Is it a time for you yourselves to be living in your paneled houses while this house remains a ruin? Now, this is what the Lord Almighty says. Give careful thought to your ways. You have planted much, but have harvested little. You eat, but never have enough. You drink, but never have your fill. You put on clothes, but are not warm. You earn wages only to put them in a purse with holes in it.
This is what the Lord Almighty says.
Give careful thought to your ways. Go up into the mountains and bring down timber and build the house, so that I may take pleasure in it and be honored,
says the Lord.
You expected much, but see, it turned out to be little. What you brought home, I blew away. Why?
Declares the Lord Almighty.
Because of my house, which remains a ruin while each of you is busy with his own house. Therefore, because of you, the heavens have withheld their dew and the earth its crops. I called for a drought on the fields and the mountains, on the grain, the new wine, the olive oil, and everything else the ground produces, on people and livestock, and on all the labor of your hands.
Then Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, Joshua, son of Josadak, the high priest, and the whole remnant of the people obeyed the voice of the Lord their God and the message of the prophet Haggai, because the Lord their God had sent him, and the people feared the Lord. Then Haggai, the Lord's messenger, gave this message of the Lord to the people.
I am with you,
declares the Lord.
So the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, son of Josadak, the high priest, and the spirit of the whole remnant of the people. They came and began to work on the house of the Lord Almighty, their God, on the 24th day of the sixth month. In the second year of King Darius, on the 21st day of the seventh month, the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai.
Speak to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, to Joshua, son of Josadak, the high priest, and to the remnant of the people. Ask them, who of you is left who saw this house in its former glory? How does it look to you now? Does it not seem to you like nothing? But now be strong, Zerubbabel, declares the Lord. Be strong, Joshua, son of Josadak, the high priest. Be strong, all you people of the land, declares the Lord, and work. For I am with you, declares the Lord Almighty. This is what I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, and my spirit remains among you. Do not fear. This is what the Lord Almighty says. In a little while, I will once more shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land. I will shake all nations, and what is desired by all nations will come. And I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord Almighty. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, declares the Lord Almighty. The glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, says the Lord Almighty. And in this place I will grant peace, declares the Lord Almighty.
On the 24th day of the ninth month, in the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Haggai.
This is what the Lord Almighty says. Ask the priest what the law says. If a person carries consecrated meat in the fold of his garment, and that fold touches some bread or stew, some wine, olive oil, or other food, does it become consecrated?
The priests answered,
No.
Then Haggai said,
If a person defiled by contact with a dead body touches one of these things, does it become defiled?
Yes.
The priests replied,
It becomes defiled.
So it is with this people and this nation in my sight,
declares the Lord.
Whatever they do and whatever they offer there is defiled. Now give careful thought to this. From this day on, consider how things were before one stone was laid on another in the Lord's temple. When anyone came to a heap of 20 measures, there were only 10. When anyone went to a wine vat to draw 50 measures, there were only 20. I struck all the work of your hands with blight, mildew, and hail. Yet you did not return to me,
declares the Lord.
From this day on, from this 24th day of the ninth month, give careful thought to the day when the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid. Give careful thought. Is there yet any seed left in the barn? Until now, the vine and the fig tree, the pomegranate and the olive tree have not borne fruit. From this day on, I will bless you.
The word of the Lord came to Haggai a second time on the 24th day of the month.
Tell Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, that I am going to shake the heavens and the earth. I will overturn royal thrones and shatter the power of the foreign kingdoms. I will overthrow chariots and their drivers. Horses and their riders will fall, each by the sword of his comrade. On that day, declares the Lord Almighty, I will take you, my servant Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, declares the Lord, and I will make you like my signet ring, for I have chosen you, declares the Lord Almighty.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at streamglobe.org.